to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, darling, I'll never go away again.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed. Robbed. We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is our house, and they robbed us.
You're looking swell, darling. We can tell, darling. You're still glowing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. We feel our roof swaying for the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So
here's my hat, fellas, I'm staying where I'm at, fellas.
Promise you'll never go away again.
All around the whole world, I don't want to share with force her ass cunt. Share with thought, twas no fun. Pop goes the tunnel lips. $2.99 for a plate of shrimp. $2.99 fix the rectum. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the tunnel lips. Cheryl forced her ass cunt. Cheryl thought twas no fun. Pop goes the pearl lips. $2.99 for a plate of shrimp. $2.99 fix the rectum. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the pearl lips.
The clip of Carol Channing being robbed was actually from the 26th, I believe. It was just a couple days ago. And I thought it was very strange that yesterday I decided to make Carol Channing my higher power for the day and played some music from her. And then she went and got robbed. She got robbed. Poor thing, she's obviously senile. I mean, the bank got robbed. She didn't get robbed personally. I think she got confused and she thought, like, she actually got robbed in her house or something, because she was making reference to her house. Let's hear that again, okay. Let's see. Let's hear that again. Sorry.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Lay their money down. Picked up a budge of Salvamobile, gave him a ride.
Sorry, that wasn't it.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Robbed. We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is a public show.
Listen. All right. Sorry, I'm just going to do this till I get some more audience.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed. Robbed. We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is our house, and they robbed us.
Getting robbed.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed. Robbed. We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is our house, and they robbed us.
Here's my hat, fellas. I'm staying where I'm at, fellas.
In Santa Barbara, where my hotel was.
How much does that go see on the exchange? The one with the prolapsed rectum. His anus done falling out. How much is that goat on the X2?
I ain't talking till I get 10 people in this fucking room.
Kirk.
Sorry.
Penicillin.
Test.
How much is that goat on the X2?
I ain't talking
the
till
one
I get 10
the huge mongoose.
Oh, I am Sorry, that's Cher. Now, I wanted to talk about the erection. I didn't really want, oh my God, one of those nine people is me. This is fucking ridiculous. All right. I want to talk seriously because we have this Super Turds Day coming up. And I think it's important. I was listening to the teleradio yesterday and I found out that, I was on the Stairmaster listening to Democracy Now! And then and the people next door to me on the treadmill, they were watching the programs with the same things. Caroline Kennedy and Ted Kennedy. Caroline Kennedy, what the fuck's her name? The daughter of Robert K. whatever the fuck dynasty. And they were going on about how they were endorsing Barack Obama. And then I came home. I was ready to put a Barack Obama badge on my website. But then I came home and the doorman downstairs was wearing, and these people never, ever wear buttons. He was wearing a Barack Obama button. And, you know, there's a doorman's union of people that open the door for fucking people, you know, which is great. But, I don't know, for whatever reason, it made me think twice, because unions scare me, you know, because I had a bad experience with a union once. They tried to bully the place I was working for into signing their union contract. I mean, this is a personal experience, to the point where they were making death threats, okay, here in Chicago, hotel workers union. No, it wasn't. It was the nursing union, I think, whatever. In any case, it caused a big mess. They ended up threatening to burn the place down to one of the board members who was like 1,000 years old. Remember, Mrs. Bailey? Her. And, and people got fired over it. It was such a fucking disaster. Unions, I think, are scary, and it just scares me. I just can't, in good conscience, endorse either one of them unless they're going to at least do something to put me over the edge, like a gay lesbian thing. I also think that this business about Bill Clinton talking about blacks or whatever he did, and I, like I said, I'm more leaning towards Baerbock right now, since he is from here anyway. I'm fucking down the street from here. I mean, where I got this lamp is the same building where he goes to the gym. Anyway, like you care. But anyway, let's see. Let me turn the sensor off. Sensor off. Okay. So we're talking about Hillary. So I think this bullshit, this stuff was about Bill Clinton making racist comments was blown way out of proportion. Typical media thing where they, I think they did it with Howard Dean. And I'm not trying to make Hillary a victim by any means. And the other thing is, I don't think that the dynasty comment really, really pertains to her. I mean, this is not, you know, this is not a situation where it's the child. I mean, this is somebody who I arguably worked on her own to get where she is from, you know, I think this is a victory for whatever, who cares. Anyway, ask me to who I endorse today. None of the above still. But let's take a look at their environments policy today. I think that would be fun. So let's go to, I don't even fucking know, oh, I'm so hungry. Today's a fucking bad day for a change. Oh, I made some notes. Let me see while I get ready for that. And I know I'm never even going to, Melton Pants. Andy Melton's pants. I can't show you that. No, I can't show you those pants. They're huge, but what happened is I was chatting with Cheryl at the Caribou Coffee yesterday, and, it appears that Cheryl is into women, Chinese women vomiting on the television. She made me watch these videos of Asian women vomiting spinach on each other while I was trying to get some work done, which I didn't get done, by the way. Hello. Oh, yeah. So then what happened is Griselda, who's on the other chat room, sent me a picture. She says, I'm buying Andy some pants because he can't fit in his pants. And I said, what size? She said 64. And I said, you know what? He's lying because last time we asked him was like a year or plus ago, and that was size 64. I refuse to believe he hasn't grown an inch since then. And she said, let me ask. And then she said, yeah, he did say he was bursting out of his pants. So hopefully Andy's going to be honest, because if you're going to have Griselda buy you pants, they should fit, even if they're only $10. Now, the thing is, the problem is that the pants are huge. And I was trying to get work done, you know, and I'm trying to look like a normal human being at the Caribou Coffee. I'm trying to just sit there, you know, like, hey, I'm cool, I'm down, you know, I got it going on. And then, Griselda sends me this picture of, she says, here, click this eBay link, right? And the eBay link is for the pants, okay, for Andy Melton's pants. And they're huge. Oh. I'm sorry, these comments don't make any sense, even though they're from only one person. I'm the shit, whatever. I appreciate that, even though you're the only person in the room talking right now. $2.99 for a plate-ish rimp. Andy Melton pants, mental note, need a break in the brain. Mental note. No, that's not the one. Shit.
Rock the house in. Rock the house in. Rock the house in. Rock the house in. Rock the house in.
I'm proud I married up your Cherokee.
Rock the house in.
My mother's been full of shame.
Rock the house in. Rock the house in. Rock the house in. Rock the house in. Rock the house in.
All right, so the pants.
Rock the house in. Rock the house in.
All right, the pants were huge. So Griselda sends me this eBay link to the pants. And I'm sitting there trying to get it going on. Oh, that's where I got stuck. trying to get it going on, B, having it getting it on, going on. And I'm getting back to that. Thank you for reminding me, though. Please remind me later. This is more important. This is Andy Milton's pants. Oh, Hagith is coming over later. $10 for the pants. $2.99 for a plate of shrimp. Yeah, but only $10. So Griselda sends me a picture of these fucking pants. And I click it. And I just buried it. I was like in hysterics. But I couldn't laugh because I was being goaded on at the Caribou. And I just, I felt, I was like an insane person. I was like snorting through my nose. You know how you do when you're trying to hold your laugh? And I had literally tears down my eyes. I was crying so hard from looking at these goddamn pants. Because, let me draw them. I can't click on the YouTube. I mean on the pants tube, whatever you call it. Hold on. I'm going to draw these pants for you now. Why don't obese people have to pay more for their clothing? I don't know. They were fucking... good question. Okay. Let's see. Now, I'm going to draw the pants. And this is the wet I saw on the eBay. Let's see if I can do this. They looked like this. And I was in this is a I don't think I've ever diagrammed anything before. This is like that art show. Let's see, like that. I mean, this was an actual picture of pants. Okay. Except, well, the belt is oversized, but this was like, so just picture, so this is 70 and 35 inches each, you know, they're really 70-inch pants, but it's 35 from hip to hip. You know what I mean? Can you see this? No, stop. I think it had a built-in belt. A belt. What do you call that? When the belt is built in. Yeah. But so that's what the pants looked like, except they was real. And I saw these pants, and I just started cackling and crying, and it looked like I was crying. And then Cheryl gets on. Oh, Sans belt. That's right, Sans belt. And Cheryl, then she starts on with the puke videos. She says, well, I have to eye chat with you. And then she's like, let me see Cigar Man. Let me do this. Simon Says do this. Simon Says do this. And meanwhile, I'm fucking embarrassing myself. Okay, back to the environments. Wait, I had other notes. Jewel Blackberries. Channing robbery. We did that. The Blackberry story won't take long. And then we can talk about the environments. Okay, let me go to Obama's website, though, so at least we can make some progress. Barack Obama, 2008. Let's see, Barack Obama, let's see, JFK passes torch to, oh, what's this now? Wait a second. Wait a sex cunt.
Official website of my campaign for president. Here you can sign up for invitations to campaign events and learn more about
the
movement for change. We're coming together because we believe in what this country can be.
What?
In the face of war, we believe there can be peace. In the face of despair, we believe there can be hope. In the face of a politics that's shut us out, that's told us to settle, that's divided us for too long, we believe we can be one people, reaching for what's possible. The first step is to sign up so that we can send you invitations to campaign events and let you know about the opportunities to get involved. Please join us in changing the country. Thanks.
By sending you money. Brian asks, do you actively campaign for a candidate once you pick one? Absolutely not. Not when they don't endorse gay rights. I don't plan to pick one. I don't. I mean, Super Thursday, where our election is next week. Illinois, where I live, is part of Super Thursday, and I haven't picked a candidate yet, and I don't think I will by then. And if I were to pick one, it would be basically a coin toss, because neither one of them actively supports 100% gay rights the way Al Gore does, and many other people that just basically say we deserve 100% equal rights, period. No fucking bullshit. Of course I'll vote. You know, there's other fucking... will you vote at all? There's other elections. People make it look like this is the only fucking election, president. There's there's dozens of local elections that are also being voted on. And I don't know who else is on the fucking ticket for president. Okay, you can't send me any fucking links. If you're going to send me a link, email at bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. Don't, because I'm running this chat room on a different stream, so I can't click it. Bloatedlesbian@gmail, I can look at those links. All right. And I go by their websites. Let's see. Okay, anyway, we're not here to talk about gay rights. That was an irrelevant question. I like to stay on topic. But I was going to talk about the Blackberries. Okay, let's see. Got one. So now I got Bareback Obama's site. Okay, issues. What is it? Energy and environment? See, that's what Mark was talking about. Energy and environment. They are not the same thing. You know, they're kind of like polar opposites. Okay, but anyway, whatever. Okay, let's go. And then I'll pull up Hillary on the other prolapse thing. Hillary. Okay. Hillary Clinton, welcome, it says. Okay, let's see here. Oh, contribute is a huge red button on Hillary's site. Well, that's nice. Let's see. What does mean a lot to me, though, is the endorsements. Oprah's endorsements, Kennedy's endorsement, both Kennedy's endorsement. That does mean a lot to me. I think John Kerry yes. I think John Kerry endorsed Obama. And Maureen Dowd, one of my favorite columnists. And who else? Your mother with stink hair in BC. And Obama kept me on his Twitter and none of the other candidates did. They all took me off. So he's not embarrassed to be seen with me. And you know, when I did meet him, the night before he ran for Senate, I've told this before, but it's very impressive to me. He came into the Starbucks where I was working the day before the senatorial election in 2004. And he shook my fucking hand. Personally, me, Madge Weinstein. I didn't see fucking Hillary eating my pussy out. Anyway, I feel like I'm taking this side. I don't want to. But whatever. Who cares? All right. Okay, so now Hillary's. Now, this is interesting. Hillary's website under her issue page for the environment is slightly different, but I think it's an interesting difference. Powering America's future, new energy, new jobs. Obama says... plan for a clean energy future, and it's energy and the environment, and Hillary is energy and global warming. Sounds interesting. Sounds to me, on a surface, like Hillary's is more directly going towards the issue and not trying to make it pretty. You know, global warming is the issue. Energy is the problem causing the issue. Well, not really. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Gay teen suicide. Jesus Christ. What has that got to do with gay rights? Okay, well, I'll look at it. Let's see here. I didn't get enough fucking link, though. Not yet. I'll keep an eye out. All right. Let me turn on my mail program, though, so I don't have to go through the Gmail website. So let's look first. Okay, now, Obama at the top of his, it says, well, I don't believe that... Hello? I luck on a fucking glitch again. Jesus Christ. Hello? Fuck. Am I still on? I'm still there, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Hi, JT. Hi. I need to keep typing or else it logs me off of my own chat room. So Obama writes... Well, I need to... Okay. Yeah, see, here's the problem. Okay, so he talks about a country we can believe in, a population we can believe in. The problem is I don't believe him. That's the problem. Okay. Well, I don't believe that climate change is just an issue that's convenient to bring up during a campaign. I believe it's one of the greatest moral challenges of our generation. God damn that fucking noise on that fucking Skype. How do I shut the fucking thing off? The goddamn fucking notifications. I thought I already shut those fucking things off. Event. Whatever. No, we don't. Okay. Incoming call. Yes, I want that. Well, let's see what this does. The contact becomes unavailable. Well, let's see if that works. All right. Oh, Sebastian Cabot is on. I thought he was dead. You know what? I'm just going to log out of Skype. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to be on it now. It's too distracting. Okay, what is JT sent? Says, when I think my hair's ready now. I had to put some permanent gel in it to keep it curly. Let's see if it's ready. I have to pull on the front, though. Stinks. JT writes, one thing I keep reminding myself is that these people don't have all the information that a president does, so how can they talk about this stuff? Yeah, but we have a president who has all the information that the president does, and he's fucking retarded. But the senators do, they're both senators, though, JT. Keep that in mind. Senators are privy to an awful lot of information. I mean, there's only, what, 50 of them? Or 50? No, 100. 100? Yeah, 100. There's 100. Because D.C. doesn't have senators, right? Anyway, okay. So anyway, so that's why I fought successfully in the Senate to increase, this is still Obama, to increase our investment in renewable fuels. That is why I reached across the aisle to ISIL, he spelled aisle with an S, to come up with a plan to raise our fuel standards. Woo. And I didn't just give a speech about it in front of some environmental audience in California. I went to Detroit. I stood in front of a group of automakers and unions who endorsed him. And I told them that when I am president, there will be no more excuses. We will help them retool their factories, but they will have to make cars that use less oil. That doesn't sound like an aggressive plan to eliminate global warming. And it doesn't seem to acknowledge the fact that the polar ice caps, many scientists argue will melt by 2020. You know, this sounds like, I'm going to compromise so I can get in. I'm just going to say what I have to do in order to get into office. And then I can, I mean, the changes required are greater. Okay, this is just my opinion, of course. Okay, now let's see what people are saying. Yep, 100, 100 senators. The White House doesn't let anyone know anything they don't. Oh, will you stop being fucking paranoid? Jesus Christ, come on, this is irrelevant. The White House doesn't let anyone know anything they don't want them to know. Yeah, you know what? And they're fucking planning another goddamn terrorist attack. This time they're going to blow up the fucking Sears Tower. Bush is going to do it himself with Cheney driving the fucking plane. God damn it. Let's have a real conversation, not this conspiracy bullshit. All right. Let's see. That might have been a little bit overreaction. Actually, I will deal with it. All right, let's see. Okay, so that's sort of the headline of Obama's side. Let's go to Hillary. Now, Hillary has a much longer, hers, she has one giant paragraph, and his is more separate into bullet points and separate sections and much more presentable looking. Slathering ointment. Who is this M person? I've seen this M a lot. Who is M? Whatever. All right, Hillary has a bold and comprehensive plan to address energy and environmental challenges. See, again, it's an energy first. That will establish a green, efficient economy and create as many as 5 million new jobs, centered on a cap trade system for carbon emissions, stronger energy and auto efficiency standards, and a significant increase in green research funding. Hillary's plan will reduce America's reliance on foreign oil and address the looming climate crisis. Okay, at least she mentions, well, did he mention the climate crisis? Yeah, see, in his headline, he didn't even say climate crisis. He didn't say global warming. He's kind of, he just says it's one of the great moral challenges. He says climate change. Okay? And she's talking specifically, and then in her third paragraph, she's already saying setting ambitious targets. The plan would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80%. Of course, I think he said the same thing in a different place. From 1990 levels by 2050 to avoid the worst effects of global warming, cut foreign imports by two-thirds to 2030. Hillary would transform her economy from carbon-based to clean and energy-efficient, jump-starting research. Okay, that sounds like, sounds to me like Hillary is taking a relatively realistic stance in her paragraphs. Oh, it's M from Scotland. That really helps. You've got shingles? Oh, God. It's terrible, M. All right. Maybe you should get aluminum siding instead next time. All right. Let's see. Okay, so at a glance, now Obama's clearly targeting, as in a small attention span, younger MySpace audience because he does bullet points so they don't have to actually read anything. Reduce carbon emissions 80% by 2050, same as Hillary. Invest in a clean energy future. supporting next generation biofuels, set Americans a path on oil independence, improve 50% by 2030. This is the same. 50% by 2030. Cut foreign emissions 2/3. Well, okay, well that's... Hold on. Wait a second. There might be a difference. Reduce carbon emissions 80% by 2050. That's the same. Confront deforestation. You know what? This is fucking ridiculous. I mean, this is splitting hairs. This is splitting hairs. I mean, they're really saying the same thing. Right? Hello? Mimi from the Drew Carey Show. What are you talking about? Will somebody tell me if I'm reading this wrong? I mean, are these plans basically the same thing, just written a little differently, or what? These environment plans. The pages I'm at are barackobama.com/issues/energy and hillaryclinton.com/issues/energy. So, let me see if I got this email from What's-His-Face. Okay. No, I didn't get it. Which, you sent it to bloated lesbian. Let me see. Maybe it went into my junk mail because you're ugly or something. I don't know. I don't know if you're ugly or not. I don't know who you are. All right, let's see. By the way, I don't know if Zillafag is listening, but Zillafag might be listening later on the download, but he has been very helpful by offering to get rid of the spam on QPotter, which is a huge effort. So thank you very much to Zillafag. Zillafag Radio for that. Spam. You know what, whatever your name is. All right, just send me the link here. I'll just click it on the laptop and then it'll crash. No, wait. Don't do it yet. Let me log into this chat on this other computer that's doing the audio. Hey, where are you? Brian or whoever you are. Who sent me that fucking link? Hey! Did you already lose interest? Because I'm not talking about my gene. Hello? 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 Faggot? I gotta type hello to see if this fucking thing still works. It still works. Well, fucking send me that goddamn link again. Hello? Are you listening to me? Send the link here in this box. Put it in now. I'm not getting the gay rights thing. I didn't get it. Yeah. Oh, the raspberries. Thank you. So I was at the Jewel yesterday, not the Black Jewel, the Gay Jewel. I was in a bad mood. I had gone to the gym, and I thought, well, I should be in a good mood. I felt good. Of course, looking at all these naked people who don't want to fuck me, I suppose, is kind of a downer. But at least they don't. Well, I don't really want to fuck them either. I don't really want MRSA, partial MRSA. But anyway, there's a whole spiraling of psyche that goes on in there. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. Let's see. So I was at the Gay Jewel. Addison and Waveland. I can't afford to go to the Whole Foods except for tea. It's too fucking expensive. I wish I could. But I got a reality TV show, mental note. Somebody... See, not that I have an actual live audience. Maybe people can... Yeah, I've been talking... Like, I have a live audience for 3 years now, and now I actually have one, so you can actually really remind me of things when I was before joking. Reminder of, what was it that I just said? Oh, reality TV. I also use the notes on the Macintosh. How long do I have to keep fucking talking to you? Let's see here. Oh my God, it's already been 34 fucking minutes? How the fuck did that happen? Jesus Christ, I have to end. Okay, we'll end with the Blackberry story. Everybody farts, douchebag. Was it 15 minutes of music at the front? The problem is every fucking show is... All right, fuck it. I'll just go. Because the problem is... Yeah, but there wasn't anyone... Exactly. There wasn't anyone fucking there at the beginning of the show. The problem is, you know, if I go more than 25 minutes... This is honestly the whole reason. If I go more than 25 minutes, that means... Or more than really 35 at the max. That means I have to use one tape for a whole show, which costs like $2.99, seriously. And if I can go shorter, then I can use two shows per tape, which is $2.99. Seriously. It's that simple. I mean, so if you want me to go longer, what I would suggest is go to my Amazon wish list. And yes, you can send me money for tapes. Absolutely. The email here, I'll put it. This is the PayPal address. You can also order them and have them sent, but either way is fine. You can order them from Amazon. They're on my wish list. The exact kind I need. They have to be Sony. You don't need to fucking explain why you're not online. I'm just telling you the way it is. I don't fucking care. I don't expect everyone to fucking be here when it's fucking office time. I don't want everyone to get fired. But listen, so if you go to Amazon, I don't care what you were doing. If you didn't tape record it, I don't need to know you were taking a dump. I'm downswing, deal with it. Listen. So I have an Amazon wish list. Right now, the only thing on it are tapes, I think. Let me see if I can get this fucking link for the Amazon wish list. I should do this. Amazon. Hold on. Now I lost the link for Doucheface over there. Hold on. Oh, no, here it is. I'm going to load it. Yeah, I'm loading the link. Now, let's see. Amazon. Amazon.com. Half-breed. 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 Hold on a second. Half-breed. Let me find this fucking thing. Yeah, then we'll be right there. Oops, sorry. This is just what I'm looking. Hold on.
My father married up your chair.
Okay, that same email address I gave you. The same email address I gave. Thank you, Brian, for that. I appreciate it. But that same address I gave you is also from my Amazon wish list, which I expect to be adding more things to than tapes.
All
right. Blackberries. This is a very upsetting story. This is why it takes me a while to get to it. So I went to the store. I was walking home after looking at naked people and talking to Cheryl, and she's vomiting, and then like laughing at Andy Melton's pants and embarrassing myself, looking like I'm fucking crying in the goddamn coffee shop. So I walk home, decide to soothe my sorrows in food, particularly antioxidants. Now, let me do a close-up for this. This is important. Where's my fucking remote camera? Don't look at my vagina. It's not nice. This is important. I got to talk about. This is an important point I want to make. Okay, so to summarize the environment thing before we go back to the blackberries, their platforms are practically the same, I guess. If you think I'm wrong, then go ahead and tell me. But you know, if there's differences, it's like really tiny as far as I can tell. And so, once again, whatever. It's a very, I noticed like Wanda Wisdom, she's very emotional about this campaign, very much supporting Hillary, very much against Obama. You know, I've gone back and forth between Obama, Hillary, and neither. Right now it's neither. And I just find it very hard to give a shit about this anyway. I want to hear concrete ideas from them, not this generalization bullshit. Yeah, exactly. All right, so I don't think I got rid of my lesbian East Coast facial hair very well. Let's whisper a little bit. Hello. Hello, Pepper. All right, So here's the story. I need some calm. I think I need a neti pot, but I'm not going to do that. I was the gay jewel, buying my sundries. I don't even know what sundries are, but I wasn't buying sundries, really. I bought some carrots for Trotsky. He likes the carrots. And I bought some blackberries. Two packages. They were on sale. Two packages, which are normally like $3.50 or something, for $3.99 for two. So $1.99 for each package of blackberries. You know, I love blackberries. You know that if you're listening to my program a lot. So I go over to the... So I buy the blackberries, and then I look at some people. You know, I have to look at the fat people and the beautiful people in the jewel. There weren't any, really. And then I had to jerk off into the string cheese department with my vagina. And then I went to the dairy aisle, and I got my yogurt, because what good is I'm talking like my cousin in Brooklyn now. So we'll go to the blackberries without the yogurt, right? So I get, and I think, well, I'm going to get fancy. You know, I'm going to be good to myself. Oh, I bought a spaghetti with me, the packaged spaghetti, but it's whatever. Anyway, blackberry. So not one of those things you press the thumbs, the actual fruit. And I go to this fruit, and I got that nice Greek yogurt that's really expensive. You know, it's like $1.99 for a thing of this yogurt. The Greek, it's very smooth. And I bought, let's see, what else did I buy? Let's put the carrots. Oh, it was bananas. 226-2662 on the telephone. I bought some bananas. And then I may have bought a couple other things, but I'm not sure. Okay. But then I go. I'm trying to stay calm because this is such a traumatic event for me. So I go to the to check out. Now, this is at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And it's always impossible. There's like literally one cashier with a line out the window. And then they have, which just makes sense. And then they have these fucking self-checkout things, which I think is bullshit. But there's like no line of these self-checkouts. And I'm like, all right, I purposefully did not get any preferred customer items because I hate that shit. Because I'm not preferred. That's the bottom line. They don't prefer me, so I don't get that fucking discount. So I go to checkout, and this fucking machine, I swipe the banana, all this stuff. I have to punch it. I'm like, okay, fine, it works. And then I go with the BlackBerry. Now, no beep sound. And then upside down, no beep sound. I look over to the clerk, the guy that just stands there while everybody does his work. And I'm like that. You know, what am I supposed to do? You know, take time out of the rest of my fucking day of looking at people vomiting to go up to him so that he can fix it, put it in the goddamn, so that he can show me how to put my own god. So it tells me, put in the number yourself. Type in the number, it tells me. I am not going to type in some fucking goddamn UPC number that I can barely fucking see with these eyes. So I threw the goddamn blackberries on the goddamn, I didn't throw them on the counter. I put them aside. I just didn't buy them. I didn't buy the fucking blackberry. I left them there. And then I look at the guy again. You know, he's like, he has a face. His face was so big, I got to zoom out. But he had a face this big, a big wide football-shaped head, like that kid on Family Guy. Like this he's looking. Like, oh my God, I hope somebody isn't going to ask me to do work. And I'm like, do you see a paycheck for me from the goddamn jewel? I'm like... So anyway, so I go home with yogurt and no blackberries. And that's this fucking story. So that sucked. Mostly, yeah. God damn it. Why is my shit not working right? Oh, because I'm dumb. Anyway, tomorrow we'll be talking about the vast differences. Oh, no, I'm not doing it. I got to talk about this fucking thing with the gallery that this person sent me.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed. Robbed. We just bought a new house.
Yeah.
It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is our house, and they robbed us.
Okay, let's hear what Billary said.
This is our second round of Ask Hillary questions. We asked our viewers to send in questions through our blog, through Twitter, through Facebook, and we got a whole bunch of really good questions. So we're going to just ask a few.
Great. Thanks, Emily.
Sure. Keith M. writes, how would you, as president, create more high...
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Now, this Ask Hillary question is from the Hillary Clinton website. So this is not like she's being, you know, this is an infomercial, okay? I just want to explain that. This is an infomercial. This is a rehearsed, pre-produced thing. This is not like a real reporter or a real gay, lesbian, youth person asking a question. This is staged. Okay, let's go on.
Grads in small-town communities.
We've got to connect up America. We need high-speed internet access everywhere so that you're able to live in beautiful small-town settings but be totally, you know, wired in to the global economy. And I've worked to actually help businesses grow by getting them on eBay and getting them into...
Huh? What the fuck is this got to do with teen suicide? Being on the internet? Wow, everybody should be on the internet. You know what else? Cancer should be illegal. And guess what? Nobody should wear panties. I gotta say, though, this Hillary is so hot. She is so fucking butch, so fucking hot dyke looking. I can't take it. I really, it's like every time I see her, I just want to eat her out.
To the global economy in a way that enables them to do business from where they are, but be more successful. Secondly, we've got to...
Andy Mountain writes, just because you have internet doesn't give you a job. No, it gives you a fucking dirty pants that you need to fucking get replaced.
To do more on building up the assets of small towns. You know, there's so
Excuse
many
me, but how is this related to gay?
That, you know, need some infrastructure development.
Who
they
sent
need
me
to
this
have
link.
The amenities like retail and other things that are really attractive to young people.
Retail? What the fuck is this? Am I on this planet? This is so pathetic.
There's a lot of great ways to do downtown living in small towns that, you know, get people back into, you know, walking and visiting. But you got to have the stores and the, you know, the coffee.
Okay, I'm done. I don't endorse her. I endorse Obama. That's it. I'm sorry, but this lady is fucking on crack.
Shops and everything.
Sorry.
That people are
interested. I'm going to put the badge on after this show. Because this woman is retarded.
I support Hillary because I admire
because
her.
I can shop.
To the economy, and I know she's ready to lead from day one.
I really think that Hillary is the perfect candidate. And
because I'm a retarded whore and I have a Facebook account.
And this is a great question from Ryan H. He says, I'm a first-year high school mathematics teacher, and the pay that I receive is nothing compared to my peers who I graduated college with. I love my job but can't pay my bills.
Yeah, so go work for the Walmart.
I care for my students, but I fear that my need for money will drive me away from teaching. We need to keep young teachers like myself in the profession if we ever hope to allow our youth to compete in a global world.
Boy, do I agree with Ryan. You know, number one, a lot of people want to go into teaching but are put off because of the big student loans they have. So let's make college affordable. That's a big...
Okay, Congress did that.
...big part of...
All right, let's move on.
A lot of work on this...
Shut the fuck up. Where is this goddamn gay lesbian thing you told me
about? And frankly... your peers in school, just because somebody doesn't understand doesn't mean that they should be a bully.
Is it not even on her website?
Really be taught and guided to be more accepting, and that is something that I...
Fuck off. All right. San Francisco Gate, reputable paper. Clinton silent on same-sex marriage. Senator Clinton widely considered... This is from 2006, though. That's a long time ago. But it's the top Google thing. Children are better if they have a mother and a father, Clinton said. My preference is that we do all we can to strengthen traditional marriage and that people engaged in parenting children can be committed to one another. And remember what her husband did, Family and Marriage Act or whatever the fuck it was called, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. No thanks.
Children are better off if they have a mother and a father, Clinton said in the San Francisco interview with the then-Hearst-owned San Francisco Examiner. My preference is that we do all we can to strengthen traditional marriage, and that people engaged in parenting children be committed to one another.
Okay, so if you, audience, find something... Now, this was from the end of 2006, okay? This is from July 2006. If anybody finds something that contradicts that since then. Oh, look at this. This is also from July 2K6. Okay. course, this is from the World Socialist website, so it could be a little slanted. Hillary Clinton and New York's gay marriage ruling a calculated bow to the right. Last week, New York's highest court handed down a shameful ruling upholding a state law barring same-sex marriage. This decision repudiated the constitutional guarantee of equal protection under the law and endorsed bigotry and discrimination as a matter of tradition. Just as shameful as this judicial sanction for the discrimination and denial of basic human rights was the silence of New York Senator Hillary Clinton, who refused to condemn the ruling. Yeah. Okay, so if anyone in the audience, and so far I'm hearing crickets,
This is our second round of asking.
I don't see anybody in the peanut gallery offering a contradiction to this. But the thing that that boring ass Hillary infomercial was posted in Gay Youth. Now let's click on Gay Youth on Hillary's. Oh, that's not even her website. This is from Towel Road, a site with homosexual. It's a gay site. Where was the... Hillary makes statement on gay youth. Okay, well, let's just read. I'm just having have the computer read what she wrote. Okay, let's see. I guess it comes after she talks about Walmart. It's such a serious problem, and I've done a lot of work on this in New York because I'm well aware of this depression, anxiety, and frankly, the high rate of suicide and comparatively among gay teens. First of all, we've got to do everything we can to send a clear message that we value you. We value you as a person. You, as a total person, we want you to feel accepted and respected in your community. You need to be more services. Sometimes it's difficult in school. Not a lot of understanding. We've got to do more to help prepare school officials and, frankly, your peers in school. Just because somebody doesn't understand you doesn't mean they should be a bully. They need to be taught and guided more accepting. And that's something I feel very strongly about. There is even a school in New York that I have supported just for gay teens, because it is difficult in many areas to find acceptance whatsoever. Oh, separate but equal. That sounds great, Hillary. That sounds great. There need to be more services. We value you as a person. Okay, there's nothing about rights. There's nothing about the right to marriage. This is a crock of shit. Now, I haven't done the same investigation for Obama, but I will tell you that based on that, Hillary 100% does not get Madge Weinstein's vote. And I specifically endorse her. I endorse Hillary. So we've narrowed it down to either Obama or none of the above. But I will absolutely not vote for this woman. Period. End of story. I wish they would make little slash unendorse, endorse buttons for these goddamn websites. That's right. Civil union is not equal rights. It is not. Equal rights is very simple. Look at that, the thing on my website that Al Gore said. All right, let's see here. Obama. And don't give me this bullshit. Well, she can't say that she's pro-gay because that would mean blah, blah, blah. But really, you know, this is the same thing. I mean, I'm an old woman. I went through this with Clinton. He made all these promises to get the gay vote and he screwed us in the behind hole. Screwed us. Now, granted, this is not Bill Clinton, but you know what? She's fucking married to him, okay? That means something. And she's not saying anything that contradicts his actions. Okay. You're right, Ms. Teffy. If neither of them are for marriage, that's why I'm not endorsing either one of them. But I'm specifically to the point where I've ruled her out. Now, let's see. Obama, gay, marriage. I'm doing the same web search. Okay. Lesbian life. Let's see. There's a curiosity about Barack Obama. Christians, who cares? Barack Obama recently spoke about his stance on abortion and gay marriage in relation to his faith. There we go. Let's see. Okay, when I interviewed Barack Obama, I asked him about his position on two issues important to conservative Christians, abortion and gay marriage. Here's how he answered. Keep in mind, this is a Christian site asking him, but I don't think that matters. Andy, I was wondering the same thing about Cindy Sheehan. He asks what Cindy Sheehan is saying or who she supports. She's been cut out. I am going to email her, though, and see what's going on with that. She may have cut herself out, you know, trying to just get rid of Bush. I have no idea. I can only ask.
Well, look, these are profoundly difficult issues. Issues. And I recognize
I don't know why it's in one ear.
The difficulties, because they're ones that I grapple with.
one of the things that I've always said is that abortion is a deeply moral issue. And those who would deny that there's a moral component to it, I think, are wrong. The reason that I make a decision to support the choice position is not because I don't think it's a moral
case
issue,
pro-choice.
Because I trust women to make a prayerful.
What? Damn it. Oh, it fucking got stuck.
About this issue.
Hold on. Maybe it'll load. All right. I'm going to go to the low band version. I guess I don't have enough bandwidth to watch this fucking thing. Hold on. Now, I want to point out while I'm waiting for this to load again, CBN, I guess the Christians can't fucking afford goddamn fucking bandwidth. Oh my God, my tape light's going out. I don't have much time.
Well, look, these are profoundly difficult.
I just wanted to point out that, okay, he was... In the face of being directly confronted by Christians who are, you know, traditionally pro-life, he made took a pro-choice stand. So he's not bowing to any pressure here. He's taking a stand. So we should expect, you know, that he's going to be just as honest about his stance on gay rights, since that's what he was asked. I haven't heard this yet.
Issues. And I recognize the choice position is not because I don't think it's a moral issue, but because I trust women to make a prayerful decision.
Prayerful?
About this issue. And I recognize that some people disagree with
me. He's definitely pro-choice.
My goal, though, is to say there's something we certainly can agree on, and that is to reduce the number of abortions by making sure that children are getting the kinds of education they need about the sacredness of sexuality and that we are encouraging adoptions. There are a whole host of things that we can do, and we've made progress reducing teen pregnancy and unwanted pregnancy, and that's something where I think all sides can agree to. On the issue of gay marriage,
God damn it. Fucking shitty-ass Christian bullshit fucking whore website. What the fuck's the problem with this goddamn shit? Jesus Christ. This is the low-band version, and it still takes fucking forever. Okay, let's try it again. I'm sorry, audience.
Is that as a public official, my role is to make sure that everybody is treated fairly and everybody has equal rights.
Oh, now that's good.
And, you know, I know that sometimes in this debate there's talk about, well, we don't mind giving gay and lesbians equal rights, but not special rights. Well, the fact is that right now many gay couples, for example, can't visit each other in the hospital. And when I, you know, sit down and read scripture and I think, you know, how would Jesus feel about somebody not being able to visit somebody they love when they're sick? You know, I conclude that that is something that is important. And certainly as a public official, it's important for me to make sure that those basic rights, that basic equality is available. So
hold on. It's fucking still loading again. Ho-hum, Christians. Waiting for the Christians to... Now, so far, this there is a big difference between what he's saying to people that are traditionally Christian and shit. I mean, this is Pat Robertson's website that he's saying this to. That's actually who's interviewing him. So this is not a pussy stand here. This is not him bowing to pressure. This is him standing up for what he believes in. This does mean something to me. I'm going to continue, though, because I still don't believe he's endorsed gay marriage specifically. But this could be a huge difference between Hillary to the point that makes a difference.
On these issues, I think we can disagree respectfully, disagree without being disagreeable, but we have to remind ourselves of all the things we agree on, which is that children should be cared for, that we should be promoting the safety and security of the United States, that we want to give economic opportunity to all people. And you know, my hope is, I understand there are going to be some people who can't vote for me because of a couple of these positions. I just want them to know that these are issues that I don't take lightly, and I respect their positions.
Okay. Well, that's a big difference. And based on what I know so far, and as usual, this could change, and it changes every day. But Obama has my endorsement today. But I'm not like these Kennedys. I don't just give an endorsement and that's it. I, Obama, has my endorsement for president as of today. I will continue to look at these issues over the remainder of this week, since Super Turds Day is Tuesday. Tuesday. I shouldn't say that gets me mixed up with... maybe I should, I'm going to have Wanda. I'm going to try to get Wanda back on because Wanda supports Hillary, so we can have a little mini lesbian versus drag queen debate, maybe, if she's into it. Anyway, that makes me feel a little bit good because I feel like, well, I finally found something that I can, you know, that I found somebody who really I feel like is agreeing with the way I feel. Now, you audience know me. You know me, and you know where I'm not going to bullshit you. And I'm just giving you the same information based on, I mean, I'm giving you my opinion based on information I've shared with you. Okay, the tape's ending. I'll talk for a minute until the tape ends. But meanwhile, buy tape, buy people, pubic access, wherever the fuck you are. Bye. Thanks for watching. Oh, fuck yourself. All right. Let's see. What? Who said that would be awesome? Let the Christians have the fucking word. The Kennedy face looked much bloated and red. What the fuck are you Kennedy face. I would like rights. Don't care much about the word, but I see people's feeling about the word. This is Miss Taffy. Miss Taffy gave me money, so I like her. And the Biden, the Biden was right there with the Hill, so that was nice as a VP. Notice I didn't say just kidding. Okay, the tape's ending good. Oh, the debates would be awesome between you. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I will contact the turd. We have plenty of time. By the way, I spoke with Berbacia Clemens yesterday. I'm trying to get her on the show. You know. She's a good gal. It's just, you know, the time over there is it's fucking early. It's 9 in the morning, and she's not an early bird any fucking way. No how. She ain't an early bird no how. I'm going to cut a promo for this Ustream thing right now. I'm just going to record it directly into Ustream since I'm done with the thing. So I'm just going to record this. Hello, I'm Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian. Every day at 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time, I do my famous Yeast Radio podcast live here on the Ustream. And you can watch it, too, every day. At 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time, you can participate in the chat room. And you can also Skype me. I'm very famous, and you'll definitely want to be in on this. And what I say matters because I'm a lesbian. Get fucked. That was good, right? You like that? Andy, what do you think? He's my promo judge. Let's see. Yeast Radio promo. Yeast Radio promo. Madge, I'm making keys. Weinstein. Where the fuck did Andy go? Andy, stop fucking eating. Andy. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Andy. Okay, that's good. Andy Melton. Why am I typing Andy Melton as a tag? God, I'm fucking losing my goddamn mind. Jesus Christ. Goddamn. Oh, Yeast Radio promo. Madge Weinstein. Yeast Radio. Oh, I already typed that. Pod. All right. Also, I need somebody to remind me tomorrow to talk about people that are stealing some of my material. It's a very important issue. This is something we definitely have to talk about. I'm not going to talk about it now because it won't get on the video and all that. It's very important, though. Okay. Anyway, I need to end. Since Carol Channing, I just can't get enough of her today. I'm sorry.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed. We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had and not a hotel. This is our house, and they robbed us.
I put my hand in. Somebody, Queen, tell me what to play, Queens. I need the most... I don't want to play the Hello Dolly theme. I want something that's very Carol Channing, but... Elegance, no. Oh, before the parade. Okay. And this is how we'll end. This is how we'll end before the parade. But first, before the parade, we have some prolapse. Hold on. So this is the end of my program and my pogrom. How's that? Gotta get Wanda. Going Oon. Gotta get this. Hold on. Where's fucking Carol's clip? God, I'm dumb.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed. Robbed. We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is our house.
Oh, God damn it.
And they robbed us.
Oh, fuck me. It's all wrong now. It's all wrong. I gotta do it again. Hold on. Oh, I suck a lot. Fuck me. I didn't know it had such a cold start. Sorry. Sorry. Gotta do it over. Do over.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed.
Robbed.
We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is our house, and they robbed us.
Oh, fuck. Still sucked. Oh, well, I'm not going to do that again. Though.
Before the parade passes by, I'm going to go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm going to get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing my life with the rest of them, with the best of them. I can hold my head up high, for I've got a goal again. I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes by. Look at the listen and grow. If my old spirit is showing, all of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistle blows and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade passes by. Stop me, Horace, please. Wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, you ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't you come a-knocking on my door. 'Cause I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says, you dog, I told you so. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. Dearie should have said so long ago. Because you treated me so rotten and rough, I've had enough of feeling low. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. Dearie should have said so long, so long ago.
Well, along with a lot of other people, I've been robbed. Robbed. We just bought a new house. It's really the first house I've ever had, and not a hotel. This is our house, and they robbed us.
On board that happiness express. I'm gonna learn to dance and drink and smoke a cigarette. I'm going as far away from Yonkers as a girl can get. So... and on those cold winter nights, Horace, you can snuggle up to your cash register. It's a little lumpy, but it rings. Don't come a-knocking, I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says you're dogged. I told you so. So, Horace, you will find your life a sad old story when you see your dolly shuffle off to glory. Oh, I should have said so long.